I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Attack here. A different tack than maybe everybody in the city.
Okay.
Should we just wave the white flag? Should we just say, you know what? You can't fight City Hall. You can't do it. And maybe, just maybe, perhaps, the best thing to do is just say, if you can't beat them, join them. Let me play this Mike Tomlin cut first, and then we will explain. Mr. Mike Tomlin on Mr. Matt Canada.
How would you assess the offense and Matt Canada's job with that?
I'm optimistic about Matt and what he's capable of doing. I acknowledge that we took a step back. There's some obvious, tangible reasons why that occurred, so I'm not going to get into all of that. I'm not going to seek comfort in that. We got to be better. We intend to be, and that's going to require a lot of planning and work, players and coaches.
Okay, people will, and they've already started. They spent pretty much half the day yesterday after he said that just past high noon in the big city, Pittsburgh, PA. After he said that, people said, I can't believe Matt Canada's coming back. Oh my gosh, this sounds like Matt Canada's coming back. Sure sounds like Matt Canada's still going to be the offensive coordinator. Like, I'm there with you, okay? I'm same way with me.
I think we've all got pretty much the same interpretation.
Do you think it benefits us as a show? Me and you and producer Matt and Jim here and there, I guess, after Friday. I don't know what he's retiring.
He's Jim. He does what he wants.
Right. Do you think that we just embrace it? That instead of fighting the inevitable, because it is the inevitable, instead of being miserable for the months of, well, the rest of the month of January, then February, then March, then April, then May, then June, then July, then get to St. Vincent, I think St. Vincent, in August, then through September when they lose a couple games, then August through... Do you think that we should, as a show, take a different tack and go all in on Matt Canada? Put the Canadian flag on our back and just say, you don't have a friend in this town. You know what? Maybe at least going into next year. Now, I'm not talking about after they end up going 1-4 to start the season. Right. But into this endeavor, into next year, say, you know what? We're going to let bygones be bygones. Pittsburghers generally, they hold a grudge and they watch fireworks better than anybody in this world. But maybe we'll get away from that. Not the fireworks part.
No.
But the grudge part. We'll get away from holding a grudge. How about we give you a clean slate and we say, we'll buy into a little bit of what Mike Tomlin just said there because the quarterback is leaving. Because the offensive line, it did kind of suck really bad. And maybe deep down, we do think you stink. But there were some extenuating circumstances. Would it behoove us as a show, as a unit, as...
Oh, there we go.
As the Fan Morning Show to say, we got your back, Matt Canada, at least into the season. You want to try it?
I guess we
don't have to.
We don't have much... Well, no, I was going to say... We don't have much of a choice as to whether he's going to be here or not. Sounds like he's going to be here.
That's my whole point.
So we can yell and scream and bitch and moan and whine
but
and complain about it.
That's what everybody's doing, right?
Yeah. And I was surprised. I guess I wasn't surprised, but just how angry people were yesterday afternoon.
So was I, and that's why I bring this up. Like, there's still a human in there. Not that I feel bad for Matt Canada, because he's failed a lot of places and gets paid a lot.
Yeah.
But should we try to buy in a little bit? Because here's the thing. Let's say that he brings in another quarterback,
right?
Because they're going to. And let's say that it works a little bit. Doesn't everybody look bad then?
Yeah. I mean, everybody would then have to eat large heapings of crow and say, oh, well, maybe it really was the quarterback that kept them or the offensive line or the whatever that kept them from being able to do what he wanted to do.
Because I'm having a hard time with people that are, I'm just, again, I'm talking this out
right
now.
And I'm thinking it out right
along
with you.
I'm having a hard time with people that say, Ben sucked, he never should have came back. Then in the next breath saying, Matt Canada sucked. Is it truly, can it be both?
Oh, I think it can be both. I think both could have sucked. And I think at times both did. But
I think at times both sucked too. But
that doesn't...
Does he deserve a clean slate, I guess? That's the question.
I can't go clean slate and just pretend like my eyes didn't see what they saw this year. But I can do this since we've more or less been told that he's going to be back, right? I can do this. I can go into it with a more open mind, with a different quarterback at play here than I would if we were talking about bringing Ben back for another year, obviously. Like, I'm not going to spend all offseason. Let me put it this way. I'm not going to spend all offseason whining and moaning and complaining about, well, Matt Canada is the offensive coordinator, so nothing good is going to happen on that side of the ball. Yeah, one in particular. His name's Andrew. I love him to death, but that's going to be the kvetching from Andrew daily between now and game one next September. And a lot of people, not just him. I'm not going to sit here and spend the entire offseason bemoaning the return of Matt Canada. Now, I will reserve the right to still complain about job that he did. So I'm not going to completely clean slate, but I'll go this far with you. I will say, you know what? He's coming back. Let's see what he does with a different quarterback.
That's where I am with it. I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to say I'm willing to go into next year and say, you apparently have a reputation. Well, now that you're able to pick the ingredients, show me what you do.
Yeah.
Show me what you do. I'm willing to buy that last year was broken because you weren't able to do the things you wanted to do because of number 7.
And an offensive line, too.
Yes.
That is improved. You know, go out and sign a free agent or two and draft a young offensive lineman high if that opportunity presents itself. Do all that. And I'll go and I'll come back into it with a feeling of, okay, last year sucked, but since you're coming back and we don't have much of a choice in that, you know, much sway in that decision, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that it can't get worse and it's got to improve from here.
Do I think he sucks? Probably. I'm leaning towards that. I think he's probably not a good offensive coordinator at the NFL level. But I can also, in the same breath, say, show it to me that prove me wrong.
Right.
As opposed to just saying, because, again, it is going to be the easy knee-jerk thought and pervasive thought around town. It is going to be, I can't believe this guy's back. There's no reason he should be back. You should send him out the door. I hate the Steelers. I can't even believe it. Every time he talked, get this guy off my television. I'm willing to give him a bit of an audience until he shows me with all his own people that he indeed sucks.
Yeah. And again, we don't have much of a choice. So we're going to roll forward with him as the OC. So
next year's his true trial run, and it's a short leash, but it's his true trial run. I'm ready to give him that.
Yes. Begrudgingly. Yes. Yeah. I wish I could go clean slate, drape myself in the Canadian flag and, hold my hand over my heart for the anthem that Matt just played, but I can't get that far. Mm-hmm.
What I can't do, though, is, like, I do think there's some sensationalism at play, and I do think, though, that there's some, look at me, listen to my show, get on board with my opinion. It's so bombastic that the guy's the worst offensive coordinator in the history of the world. I think that there's some of that at play around town right now.
Sure. It's the easy way to go. Everything was terrible and awful because of this one guy, especially when you don't necessarily want to go in on the quarterback.
In the celebration of Ben Roethlisberger,
Matt
Canada could not have come into this town and taken down a cult hero. He could not have said he would have been just absolute. And look, I'm not here to defend the guy, but could you imagine in week 8 or week 11 if he would have, or 10, or during a celebration on Monday Night Football, if he would have said, you know, my hands were kind of tied this year because the guy that we're having celebrations for, he can't throw it down the middle of the field 16 yards.
He did have to come into this season knowing he was going to wear one somehow.
Right.
You know, whether it was the quarterback not doing what he wanted him to do, whether the quarterback wasn't able to do what he wanted him to do, or whatever it was, he had to know that the entire organization knew that they were all subservient to honoring Ben's legacy this year, that that's what this season was about.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's why they're so quick to give him this second year. The first year was kind of like, hey, the understand. However this goes, right. This goes. It's about Ben, and man, you're safe.
Next year, you'll get to decide what, you know, you'll get to implement your full system with a quarterback that you feel confident
in. Can I hear a little
in.
More of that? Do you still have that O Canada up a little bit? Is that the best or the worst national anthem?
Best.
Because we're not allowed to play in the middle anywhere on Sports Talk Radio.
No, it's the best.
I think it's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Especially when you're in Quebec and they do half of it in French.
I like whenever
I have no idea what they're saying. Well, I mean, I kind
of
know what they're saying.
I probably won't watch much of the Olympics, but I do like when they play like some of those old school Eastern European driving anthems. Oh, yeah. They're just really hard, all real hard organ music that just, and that people stand there as if like, if I don't stand at attention here,
yes, I will go
kidnapped.
To the gulag when I get home.
right. Those, I do like O Canada, but the hard driving.
They all sound the same,
they
though.
They do.
Every Eastern Bloc anthem sounds, and they're probably all derivative of, like, some Russian or Soviet national anthem.
It all sounds like, okay, turn around your shoulder. Here comes an army walking towards you.
You just picture the troops marching through Red Square.
Yes, I do. I do like the anthems. That's part of the Olympics that I'm in. Will you watch any of the Olympics? I won't watch. Is it on now? Has it started?
No,
ice dancing? I don't know.
Doesn't
what's
start
on.
For a couple weeks. February 3rd, I think.
Bobsleigh? I don't know. What's on?
Yeah, there? I'll check it out if it's on. I mean, I won't go out of my way to try to find it, but if I run across it, I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm. All right. 412-928-9370. Someone asked, define a successful year for Matt Canada. What are you guys expecting, or should you expect to feel good about blindly jumping on board? I expect to see a lot of growth on offense, and I expect to see, dare I say, a winning season and a trip to the playoffs and a quarterback that looks like it. I expect to see what I saw from Pitt's offense a few years ago. I want to see that.
Okay.
That's what I want to see. That's success for me.
That's a fairly lofty expectation.
But it's there.
But that's if next year is the year, then that's the year. He's got to get it done. And there's no more excuses about it. Once the line is rebuilt a little bit more, there's no more excuses about the quarterback or the line.
And I expect to see an offense like I see when I turn on the playoff games. The quarterback moving around, the quarterback throwing on the run, and dynamic things happening.
Right.
That's what I want to see. All right. There was an office faux pas, but was it actually on purpose?
I have a theory.
So do I. I think I don't know if it was a mistake. We get into that.
An accident on purpose.
Uh-huh. Yeah. At about 6:33 today. Matt Clement joins us at 7 o'clock, too. All right. Get money. Let's go.
Get money. Get money.
All right, the number's too low. I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to this weekend's games, and I can't wait. I cannot wait for this weekend's games, right? But one number's too low for me. Now, I know they've had some downtime. I know they got the bye, and they sat at home, but it's cold, it's frigid, it's Lambeau, it's the playoffs, it's Aaron Rodgers, who for my money should be the MVP in the National Football League this year. It's the big double middle finger tour to everyone. I don't know if he's going to stay a Packer or not, but he told everybody before the season, I do it my way, I can't stand anybody. And then he went out and he did it his way and couldn't stand anybody and did what he wanted. 6 is too low with San Francisco coming in there. Get on it now, it may climb. If you walk into this game, you say, the Packers are going to beat them by a touchdown, and a touchdown is 7 points for me. I bet the Pack all day with the Pack only getting, only having to give away 6 points here. 6 is not a good number for me. They're going to win this game by 8 to 12 points. Give me Green Bay all day at 6.
You can even get 5.5 in some spots I've seen. So,
it's wild.
Some teaser fun for this weekend. So, went back and looked. 3 of these 4 games are rematches from regular season games, right? San Francisco, Green Bay, Rams, Bucks, and the Sunday nightcap, Bills, Chiefs. All 3 of the regular season games ended at exactly 58 points. That's a weird enough coincidence. But also, I just like the points in all of these matchups. A little 3-leg teaser action for you. Take those 3 games. Niners, Packers, Rams, Bucks, Bills, Chiefs. Tease the totals down 7. I sound like Nick Costos now. Tease it down 7, and you're still going to get plus money on that bet. and the numbers become very easily attainable. Like 40.5 on San Francisco Green Bay, 41 on Rams Bucks, 47.5 on Bills Chiefs. All very easily attainable totals. And again, every single one of the regular season matchups in those three respective games hit 58. So trying to get to 48 at the very least, you're good. Get money.
Get money, get money, get money. There we go. Now, let us help you get some more money. And by the way, in a reply all office email was sent yesterday in our office. The person insists it was a mistake. Mm-hmm. I've got suspicions. We go over that coming up next here on the Fan Morning Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right. I have my suspicions, right? Have my suspicions here. So they send out this thing at work, Odyssey Champion of the Month.
Yes.
Okay? And it is the Employee of the Month.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think you get a gift card or something, right? And
I'm not sure what you get for it other than the love and adoration of everyone in the office.
You at least get a lot of praise.
Jeff Hathorn won it, what was it, October, I think.
Mm-hmm.
We've had other people. I mean, it's all four of our stations are involved, so
yeah.
People from all of the stations
sales,
are eligible.
Different departments, yep, all over the place.
Engineering.
IT guy won because he comes through. He's always available. You get in touch with him middle of the night all the time, comes running in, gets it done.
I think,
right?
Josh Rountree won.
Josh Rountree, yeah.
Yes.
All kinds of people. So here's the deal. They say, hey, please send us, solicit why this person
right.
should win.
Give employee. Us a good nomination, right?
And you're supposed to send to the dear Corey, who takes care of all the mm-hmm. office stuff, the logistical person.
Who keeps
person.
The place running, let's be honest.
She does. So you send a private email back to her, but the uh-huh. email comes out. Well, our friend Melanie from Star.
Melanie Taylor, yep.
Uh-huh. She did it a reply all.
Whoops.
And then she says she did it on accident. She mm-hmm. replied all. Hi. Trying again for Bubba.
Oh, that means she's done it before, and he didn't win.
Bubba is the C in creativity for our morning show. Since 19, he's always the intern, the silly guy, the stunt guy, the one that would do anything. He was never the morning show lead man. In fact, he never wanted to be the lead man. He proved everyone wrong. He developed an award-winning morning show in his hometown named after him. He broke the barrier. It was not possible he once thought of. He evolved from stunt boy into this, that. And it goes on to tell you everything
all
about
the great
how
stuff
great
they do.
Bubba is, which I don't disagree. Nope. I agree Bubba is all of that. He creatively changes our show regularly to adapt to changing society. He's focused on the air to deliver the most creative content. And she sent this to what she thought was Corey, who cobbles these, looks at the nominees, and then goes to a panel of high judging experts and says, all right, we'll make this person the employee of the month.
Right.
Melanie, though, sent a reply all. Everybody in the company got these wonderful words about Bubba.
About 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
We got him.
Now, that being said,
I'm not buying it.
I think if you're Corey now in the office, are you forced into naming Bubba?
You're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place now, right?
Everybody knows how Bubba's partner feels about Bubba.
Right. And everybody knows this is not her first time trying to
get Bubba.
Right. So,
Is Melanie trying to get cut into the gift?
No. I think her reasons for wanting Bubba to be honored as a champion of the month or whatever it's called are altruistic. They're pure. But the email, sending this email to everyone, the reply all, that intention was not pure. That intention was, everybody's going to see it, so how are they not going to give it to him now?
Because Melanie's sharp. She's
very
not
sharp.
Ron Cook on the email. She's not somebody who struggles
with
technology and function. She knows the difference between reply all and reply.
She does.
And she said, so now she's like, and you know, she's sitting back with her arms crossed going, here's my cards.
Mm-hmm.
Here's it. You guys, you know what? If you don't want to privately give it to my man Bubba, I'll shout it from the mountaintops.
Yep.
I'll tell everybody how Bubba feels. Now, Matt, because you're the arbiter of truth, you are you're a good guy, you should, you know, be a minister, all that kind of stuff. Let's say you're the person now in charge of giving out the athlete of the month, the employee of the month, the person of the month, and you get this and you go, oh man, she sent that out to everybody. Now everybody knows that he's been nominated more than once. What do you do if you're Corey?
Well, this is, I from what I understand it to be, it's a system where it is the most votes, right?
I don't know that because I don't know who votes.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think it's just a caucus of a few important people
panel.
In this building, yes, who goes, well, I know this. I never have to worry about this.
Jeez. About being nominated or about the process of
both, either,
people.
None of it. They'll never call me at the 30th of the month and go, you know what?
Guess what?
Guess what? Yeah. Somebody nominated you and you won. I'll never get that. But anyway, continue. Do you have to give it to Bubba now?
I mean, I thought that it was a system based on, hey, this guy's gotten, you know, 3 votes or whatever, so he got the most. Somebody only got 1, so we're picking the guy with 3 votes. But if it's just a we're taking the best submission
that's
possible.
That's what it is, I think.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I almost lean toward not giving Bubba the award because of this move.
I like it. They dirtied the pool a little bit. Okay.
Man.
You know what? I don't hate that thought. I kind of like that thought, actually.
I would have to have a conversation with Melanie.
I agree.
What were your intentions with this email?
You know what?
With this reply all.
Was there some, nefarious thoughts Melanie having?
I'm telling you, that's my theory. She's a sweetheart. I've known her for almost 20 years now. Like you said, very smart.
Trying to force their hand, though.
But she knows exactly what she's doing.
The fact that she said she's already done this before.
Try again for Bubba.
That's red flag everywhere.
Oh, Matt.
Matt's the most trusting person in the world.
But now what if you're Bubba? Should you be eliminated? Even if you're truly all those things, now he's eliminated because...
Right, now he's kind of out of the running.
Association.
Yeah.
But too bad. Sorry. We'll find another nice person around the office. Here's what you do. it goes to the second place person, so to speak, this month. You let it simmer down a little bit.
You let it sit
three, four months from now, when everybody forgets about
sometime in like July, when everybody's on vacation and nobody's paying attention to their emails.
There just needs to be a vetting process involved here.
Right. Okay. All right. Do you think that she knew what she was doing, or it was an honest mistake?
I think she knew.
Oh, the most trusting man in the building.
And I don't really, I mean, if she really believes that, that Bubba should be the employee of the month or whatever, I don't necessarily fault her for it. It's just a bold choice.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not, I don't think her, like she's, like Colin suggested, maybe she's trying to get cut in on the reward or whatever.
Oh, I go right to that.
See, I don't think it's that. I think she just truly wants Bubba to be honored as like employee of the month, but the way she went about it.
Yeah,
that's where the just a little trickery came in.
A desperate move. It was
desperate. Jeez. Jeez. Okay.
I'm going to go down the hall and tell her exactly what you said, Matt.
Ray Fittipaldo, 8 o'clock. All right, I think we've diagnosed this situation.
Yeah.
Coming up next, one guy could be moving out of the coaching ranks in the NFL. This is a real interesting story that's growing some legs. That's all next, Fan Morning Show. Matt Clement, 7, Ray Fittipaldo, 8, Doug Whaley, the whole 9 o'clock hour. Why don't we, as we do about this time, before we get to some coaching news, perhaps, in the NFL, why don't we get to our Twitter poll? Let's go. Daily Twitter poll, this from yesterday. Vote when you get an opportunity every single day at Fan Morning Show. If you had to have one of these two receivers on your team, who would it be? This one surprised me a little bit, at least the disparity in the votes. 72.4% say Deontay Johnson. 27.6% said Chase Claypool. Those were the two choices, and almost three-quarters of you said it was Deontay Johnson over Chase Claypool. I thought it would be more half and half, more about 50% to 50%, but it was not that.
Yeah.
Today's daily Twitter poll, in light of what Mike Tomlin had said yesterday during his media availability. So, after hearing Mike Tomlin's end-of-season press conference, who do you think will be the starting quarterback week one of 2022 for the Pittsburgh Steelers? You got four choices here. Rudolph, Haskins, an NFL free agent, or a college draft pick. 47.1% of the room says Mason Rudolph. 32.7% says an NFL free agent. 14.6% say a college draft pick. And 5.2% say Dwayne Haskins, as the numbers are shifting just as I'm talking, too. But almost half of the people say Mason Rudolph. One-third of the people say an NFL free agent. And then it goes college draft pick, and then a small, small percentage, 5.2, says Dwayne Haskins.
I think that's – I would probably flip college draft pick and Dwayne Haskins in order of placement there, but I think that's pretty accurate. It's probably a 50-50 shot Mason Rudolph's the starting quarterback.
Yeah, so would I. I would have college draft pick last, and I would have Mason Rudolph Dwayne Haskins third.
Not that I don't think now, after listening to Mike Tomlin yesterday, that they're not more interested – than originally we were led to believe in the idea of drafting a quarterback. I just don't think they would start them next year.
No, I agree with you there. And I think that they are – I think that if they went to camp and I think it's going to be a wide open – who's going to win it at camp? And if Dwayne Haskins shines, he could potentially win it. I don't think he'll shine, but he definitely seems to be a guy that Mike Tomlin's going to give every opportunity to.
Yes.
All right, this is crazy, and it's starting to make the rounds. It's starting to get some smoke here. More than smoke, a little bit of fire after the smoke. Multiple people are talking, and there's now reports about this. Sean Payton is said to maybe be tinkering with the idea of leaving as coach of the New Orleans Saints and being done. Now, he's on that same trajectory as Mike Tomlin, you know, that's right there. The record is, like, just about the same. He's had a couple losing seasons, though, so that's different. But he's right there. He's mentioned
two
right
trips
in that
to the Super Bowl, one victory. Yeah.
Right in that same breath, right? Had a great quarterback for the balance of his career. 15 seasons. He was 9-8 this past year, but he missed the playoffs. He's 58 years old. Okay? People are saying he might leave to go into television. Not because Vegas wants to hire him, not because there's an opening in Houston or wherever, but Vegas wants to hire, or excuse me, but for television wants to hire him. Now, it's coming to fruition where Amazon is getting that Thursday night package, and they're looking to really get somebody that could be a difference maker. Now, you say, why in the world would you leave coaching to go into television? Well, Sean Payton's current deal is 5 years, $45 million.
So $9 million a year.
$9 million a year.
Okay.
Romo is making $17 million a year.
My God.
They said the last year of Gruden, he was making $6.5 million a year.
Romo's getting $1 million a game.
Yep, $1 million a game.
Dear God.
$6.5 million is what Gruden made in his last year in television.
Okay.
They said the going rate for Amazon is going to be somewhere in between there.
So that probably like 11-ish?
Yeah, 10, yeah. 11 million.
Yeah.
Which is more than what he's making coaching, right?
So why not?
You don't have to deal with a knucklehead calling you in the middle of the night saying he got arrested. You don't have to deal with practice every
week.
You're
not sleeping at the facility three times a week.
I think there's a 10% chance at most. You know, really. I think there's probably a 10% chance, but I think the chance is greater than zero.
If I'm Sean Payton, I don't know how much of an appetite I have for reigniting the Saints as perennial Super Bowl contenders with Taysom Hill or whoever else my quarterback may be. Like, I just, if I'm Sean Payton or Mike Tomlin or Harbaugh or anybody of that, I guess, level of experience, I'm looking at that situation and I can get paid a few million dollars more a year to just go talk about games,
right,
and watch games rather than be the guy. Now, unless your competitive juices are just flowing to such an extent that you can't take yourself out of the arena, I mean, that's too tempting to pass up, in my opinion. More money for less work?
I agree. And it is not as – and look, I don't want to say that Romo or I don't want to say whomever's on television analyzing these games, I don't want to say they don't deal with stress because they do. There's stressful parts of being in the media. But it is not like – needing to make 3rd and 4 with 1:30 left, down 5 points. It's just, it's not the same kind of stress.
No.
It just isn't. I would, again, I think it's probably about 10% at best, but I think it's more than 0% that he's looking at these jobs because the people who are talking wouldn't be talking and it wouldn't become a story if it was a non-starter.
Right.
If he hung up the phone
as soon as they called him, he'd be like, you're right. None of this would be leaking out and providing the smoke to the fire.
Think he'd be good. That's the next question that I go to. Is like, I wonder if he'd be. I would pay attention to see what he had, and then see if he could reel me in.
I think he could be very good in breaking. You know, analyzing a play, like drawing it up there, telestrating it, all that. I think he'd be very good at that. I don't know if he quite has the personality though.
Right.
That you're looking for in a lead color.
Here's the other part too. He would have a proprietary product. Like Thursday Night Football, it's not like you're just putting him on some game and only some of the country's getting it, you know. Like,
right.
So you're kind of he's kind of forced to be pretty good. He will be. It's the whole Dennis Miller theory,
right?
You know, like you better be good because you're the only game in town that day. We can't hide you. Like when Bruce Arians tried to do television, we saw it because
right.
It was Steelers. But
nobody outside of Pittsburgh and Cleveland,
right?
Really did.
So yeah. It didn't get the big blowback.
You know what though? If you're getting paired with Al Michaels, I mean, he brings out the best in everybody. So I can't imagine he wouldn't set. You know, I think that would be a pretty interesting pairing for Thursday night.
Like I think Tomlin could walk away and be spectacular at television. Spectacular.
I think he'd be very good, but again, I don't know if he'd I know there's personality in there. I don't know if he'd let it shine through in the right ways. You know what I mean? Like I think he would have a harder time like fitting in the Tomlinisms and
would he be better on a desk show?
Yes.
Would he
I think
be
he'd
better?
Be very good in the studio.
Yes. Like would he be better
cuz that's more, you know, when you're calling the game
as Coach Cowher's role.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right. When you're calling the game, when you're up there in the booth and you're just reacting to what's happening, I don't know if there's as much time for, well, we better cut our eyelids off and things like that. I think that's more suited. The way he presents information is more suited to being on the desk.
So it is incredible. There could be an opening in the bayou. That's pretty nuts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.